Oak Story. Once upon a time, there was an oak tree in a wood. It was a strong tree, having survived winter storms. It was a tall tree, because it had been growing for years and years. And it was home to lots of little animals, insects, and birds. In the summer, the top of the tree soaked up all the sunshine through its leaves, whilst underneath its wide branches, it was cool with a fresh breeze. A girl called Sarah lived nearby and loved walking in the woods. She'd follow the paths, looking at all the trees with their green leaves and flowers. Sometimes she'd find apples and berries, but she was most excited when she found nuts, hazelnuts from the hazel trees and acorns from the oak trees. At the entrance to the wood was a birch tree with white bark and beautiful little green leaves that waved in the wind. "Hello, birch tree," she'd say, putting her hands on the trunk, feeling the papery bark. When she was happy, she walked in amongst the trees and enjoyed the stillness of the wood. Today, she wasn't very happy. She was worried about something. She knew when she was worried because she bit her fingernails. She didn't mean to, but she would suddenly find her finger in her mouth with her teeth nipping on a nail. She wandered about in the wood, not really noticing things, till she was tired and had to sit down for a rest. In front of her was the big oak tree. "This'll do," she thought. "I'll find somewhere comfortable." She had to fidget a bit, what with all the lumpy roots. Once she was settled, she leant against the big trunk of the oak, feeling the knobbly bark behind her. Sunlight filtered through the leaves, making bright spots on the ground around her. She let out a big sigh. "Oh.
Are you all right, little one?"
Sarah jumped up and searched around, but couldn't see anyone. She sat down.
"That's right. Have a wee rest."
Sarah jumped up again. "Who are you?"
"It's me. I'm right here."
"Where?"
"All around you. Under you. Over you. You were sitting on me a minute ago."
Sarah stayed.
"Under her. Over her."
But she still saw no one.
"I'm this oak tree."
Sarah stared at the oak. Was it talking to her? "Are you an oak tree?"
"Yes. And what's your name?"
"Sarah."
"Well, sit yourself down and get comfy."
Sarah found her spot and leant back against the tree.
"There now. Can you feel my roots supporting you?"
It was a strange idea, but Sarah touched one of the roots.
"That feels nice," said the oak.
Sarah laughed. "Can you feel me?"
"Oh, yes, and I can feel your back against me."
They sat together happily for a while, until the oak heard a little chipping sound. It wasn't from any of the woodcutters. They make a much louder sound. And it wasn't from a woodpecker. This was a little sound. Suddenly, the oak tree knew what it was.
"Are you worried, Sarah?"
"How did you know?"
"I can hear your teeth biting off your nails."
Sarah hadn't even noticed she was doing it.
"Would you like to tell me? I'm a very good listener."
So Sarah told the oak tree her worries. After she finished, she felt a bit better. Now, said the oak tree, as well as a good listener, I can also look after your worries for you.
How do you do that?
You see that root next to you?
Yes.
Dig away the soil around it. Make a wee hole. Picking up a stick, Sarah used it to dig the hole.
Will that do?
Yes. Now close your eyes and think about what is worrying you and imagine you putting it into the hole.
Sarah did as she was told.
Now, gently fill the hole in, covering up your worries and leaving them with me.
It didn't take Sarah long. Oh, she said, sitting back up. I feel a bit lighter. That's nice.
You can come to me any time and leave your worries in that hole.
Sarah smiled. She felt warmer inside. Her stomach had stopped aching and wasn't so knotted.
I tell you what, said the oak. Look up.
Sarah looked up at the branches and the leaves.
I'm giving you a wee present. Watch carefully.
Staring upwards, Sarah saw nothing. And she didn't want to be rude as the tree had been so kind to her. Suddenly, she saw movement along one of the branches. The flash of a tail, even the tiny sound of scurrying feet.
Here it comes, said the oak, all excited.
A squirrel popped its head out. It threw something and it landed into Sarah's lap. An acorn.
Oh, I saw a squirrel and now I have an acorn.
You keep that with you as a reminder that you can always talk to me and give me your worries.
Can I take it home?
Oh, yes. That's the best place for it. Now I think you should head home. It's been lovely getting to know you. Please come again.
Jumping up, Sarah cried, Oh yes, this has been the best walk in the woods ever.
Sarah put a hand on the oak's gnarled bark.
Thank you, she whispered. She walked to the edge of the clearing and stopped. Something made her turn back to look at the oak. It wasn't any different from when she first seen it. But something was different. She realized it was her. She felt different inside. A new feeling. She'd made a friend. With a tree. With this oak tree. And she felt things could get better having an oak tree as a friend.